Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding. And Coach, first of all, you guys picked up a win last Friday against North Iowa. Had some time off this week with the bye week on Tuesday. Talk about that and how that came at this time, and what did you guys do over those few days?
Yeah, actually really good timing for our bye night, because we've had several kids fairly ill here this last week or so, so it allowed some of them to hopefully get better. But yeah, so really good timing in terms of health-wise of the team. So that was good, and we also needed, we wanted to throw in some different stuff and take a look at some different stuff on both ends of the floor, so we were able to do that as well. So other than the fact that it's, kind of a long layoff there, kind of, want to get back out and play somebody else, but timing in the season here was really good for us.
Coach, talk about that time to kind of maybe install some new things or work on some new things. We don't always look at basketball as a sport where you look at what an opponent's going to do or what the next few opponents are going to do, and we're going to, install new things for these opponents. But really at times, it's all about what you can continue to add and, so your opponents don't know what's coming throughout the year, right?
Obviously, you always want to be kind of somewhat unpredictable as far as what you're going to do, and you don't want to throw everything out there right away. And quite honestly, with the new rules with the huddle pool, where you pretty much have to put your own game film up on for everybody in the state to get a chance to look at it, it's even kind of more important, because like I said, anybody and everybody can get access to your film, where in the old days, kind of had to rely on other coaches or get out in person to get some scout film. So now, with the fact that anybody can see it, you want to be able to throw some new stuff in. So some things are different game to game. You don't want to show everything in every game, and you obviously, like I said, want to keep adding some new stuff. So kind of a little bit different, in the coaching world, as far as I'm concerned anyway. I got to do things a little different than I did 10, 15 years ago.
And, Coach, with that, takes us to Thursday, taking on an Emmitsburg team that's got some young pieces, a ton of girls that played as freshmen last year, a few girls and then a few new girls to their addition, but a team that kind of had a little bit of a small bench going up against your guys' team. Coach, talk about that Emmitsburg game. You come out with the victory, come out on top.
Anna's got a really young team, plays a couple freshmen, a couple sophomores, got a really good post player inside. So, short bench, we were, able, I think, to take advantage of that a little bit. It was a good game for us, for one of the better teams we've played, I would say. And we got off to a little bit of a slow start defensively, which has kind of been a trend for us, which we're going to take care of here this next week. Once we got kind of going, the middle portion of the game there, our defense was outstanding, and once we kind of got our feet back underneath us a little bit, I thought we played pretty well the remainder of the game.
Coach, we talked about it after the game when we talked to your team, but you were able to hold them without a field goal in a quarter and to just 1 point from the free throw line. Talk about that defensively. As you mentioned, it kind of the defensive intensity kind of gradually got better, but when it did, you guys were on top of things.
Yeah, definitely. And we've talked a ton amongst the team of trying to figure out how we can play 32 minutes of defense like that. Because when we get locked in defensively and, get the coverages we want and the rotations we want and that type of stuff, we're really solid on the defensive end, but we just got to eliminate those stretches. And quite honestly, it's been this beginning of ball game's first quarter kind of where we just, kind of give some stuff up that we shouldn't. So once we take care of that, our defense, you ask pretty much anybody and the first thing they're going to talk about is our defense. I know we're scoring low 60s, or last night we scored 70, but most teams aren't going to talk about our offense a whole lot. Other than they're fun to watch, they share the ball, but pretty much everything, the first thing people are going to talk about is our defense, and I take a lot of pride in the defensive end of the floor.
And with that, takes you to West Hancock last night, coming to town. coach, and you know, one of those games that has really been a fierce, and the girls even mentioned it after the Emmitsburg game, kind of a little bit of a rivalry, you know, definitely wanting to take down West Hancock. And as we mentioned after the game last night when we were talking, of course, they got you on your home floor last year, so something you guys were looking to kind of get back and kind of defend it, and you guys did well. 70-35, the victors last night over West Hancock.
Out of the rivalry, you know, obviously another coach that I've been coaching against pretty much my whole career. So, and like you mentioned, you know, last year we felt like we let one get away at our place last year against them, so that was on our minds as well. But you know, another game, you know, to reach our goals, you know, we got to take care of business at home, and you know, a West Hancock team that's well coached, and you know, they had us scouted well, and you know, you could obviously see he'd watched that Emmitsburg film, and, you know, it kind of goes back to talk about throwing in that new stuff. You know, we did throw some new stuff in that we used at Emmitsburg there, and he obviously picked up on that. But, you know, he only had a day or two to, or a half a day, I guess, quite honestly, to make adjustments with his team. But I thought we, you know, once we got locked in defensively, and, you know, I think we won another quarter there where I think they maybe just, you know, banked in a three or something there. It was the only bucket they got there in that one quarter, so. Yeah, I mentioned it after the game in our interview last night. You know, even though we won by 35 points, I just didn't feel like we were real sharp on both ends. But you know, I quite honestly think that's still a little bit to do with the health of our team. You know, fighting the flu bug and whatnot, and of course, you know, West Hancock presents you some challenges with the aggressiveness that they play with. But all in all, you know, I thought we. Like I said, minus, you know, the beginning of the game there where we weren't locked in defensively. I was really proud of the girls and the way we battled and won one of those rivalry games.
And, Coach, we got to go back to something you mentioned there. You mentioned, as you said, you mentioned it last night and then mentioned it again today. And, you know, people might be listening to this it's so fun as somebody that there's quite a few people that are going to be listening that have been a part of Forest City sports for a long time. And when you sit and listen to, you know, your coach talk about how maybe it wasn't the 100% best game and still win 70-35. The point is which you've got this program to right now is just very high expectations and a very solid program. Just got to make you feel good. And definitely I know makes people around town feel good.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's something, you know, when they hired me, when, you know, I told administration, I told Chad, you know, and I think that's part of the reason, you know, they maybe gave me the opportunity to be the coach at Forest City is I have high expectations, you know, and we've mentioned before, you know, winning the conference or you know, having a 14-7 record, that's not successful in my eyes when we should be better than that. So finally getting to the point, you know, where I think I'm finally getting to where the kids have the same expectations I do, and that's certainly the case this year. And when you got everybody on board, and, you know, we talked about my staff the other night after that, I believe it was after the Emmitsburg game, you know, and I got such a solid staff that, you know, we're doing what we should be doing in my eyes. You know, we're competing. We're going to be challenging for a conference championship here, and, you know, we got higher expectations and bigger goals for the rest of the year. But this is where I wanted Forest City basketball to get to. You know, when I took the job, and you know, we're only 8 games or whatever it is to the season, you know, so we can't overreact here to what's going on, but, you know, we got to get better every day. But certainly the expectations, I think, that at least the kids in my locker room have right now and the staff we have, that's the expectations I want to pride my program on. I don't expect that to change moving forward.
Yeah, and I'll back you up on that because that's you know, one thing I've heard interviewing a couple of the girls last night after the game. We were talking about some areas of the game, and they were saying that exact point of, you know, hey, they might be scoring 15-17 points tonight, but if one or two of these areas in their game aren't the best, you know, they aren't feeling like they had a successful game either. So it feels like what you're preaching to them is really resonating with them.
Yeah. Good to hear, because like I said, this group's locked in. They pretty much have been from day one. You know, we had a rough first 10 days there. We had to get some things ironed out, but after we got that accomplished, yeah, they get it, right? They know what it takes. They're not satisfied with mediocrity.
And, Coach, next week, a couple of big games coming up for you. You'll take on a Belmont-Clemmy team on Tuesday, a team that you know is can point some challenges as well. They've got some athletes on that team and definitely not going to take you lightly. And then Thursday, you'll take on a Clear Lake team and maybe one of the biggest games outside of the conference race when it comes to 3A, as will likely be a ranked matchup. And, of course, probably we'll play a big, heavy card as far as seeding goes come postseason time. I know we say that'll only be game 10. It's only halfway through the season, but still a huge game, a couple of them for you next week, Coach.
Absolutely. You know, a Belmont team that's got a lot of talent, and I haven't had a chance to watch any film on them, quite honestly, and I'm going to get on that today. But a team that, by looking at scores, makes me feel they're kind of underachieving at this point. So, at some point, they could just turn the switch on and be what we expect them to be. So got to get into the film room and watch some film and figure out what's going on with them and be prepared for them. But, yeah, you mentioned, the Clear Lake game being a big game basically for postseason scenarios. And, the first game of the year against Algona was in that same boat. We needed to make sure that we took care of business there, because that's a team that we've seen in the past early in the tournaments, and we want to make sure we host those situations. And this Clear Lake game, the exact same scenario here, and a Clear Lake team that's, he's got to replace some kids and some production and whatnot. And the longer you go into the season, the easier it is. That's when the coaches can kind of try to figure things out, figure out their roster. So Bart's, he's had, 6, 7, 8 games to figure things out on his end. So I'm sure they're a much better team than they were when we seen them early on there at that scrimmages in Clear Lake when we watched them play. So. We're going to have to be ready to go both Tuesday and Thursday. Unbelievably important games heading into the Christmas break, and we, obviously as a team discussed that last night after our victory last night, that, we got a really big week ahead of us here that we absolutely need to take care of business on our home court, and that's going to put us in a pretty good situation heading into the Christmas break.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for taking some time and talking with us today. We'll talk to you one more time next Saturday before the Christmas holiday. And so I wish you the best weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Thanks a lot, Zane. I appreciate it.
That's 4A City Head Girls Basketball Coach Matt Erpelding.